Good morning. It's Friday, August 27th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. President Biden is vowing retribution against ISIS-K terrorists who claimed responsibility for the deadly attacks at the Kabul airport. At least 13 service members and over 100 Afghan civilians were killed in the suicide attack. Biden says the U.S. will complete its evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from Kabul. Flights are continuing today after stopping yesterday due to the deadly bombings. The U.S. is now averaging about 150,000 new COVID-19 cases per day. That is the most since January. Oregon has become one of the worst hotspots in the country. The state reported more than 1,000 hospitalizations on Wednesday alone. The Supreme Court ruled late last night the CDC exceeded its authority by issuing a nationwide moratorium on evictions during the pandemic. The court called it a breathtaking and unprecedented exercise of power by a federal agency, saying such a decision is up to Congress. This does not affect states with their own moratoriums, like Oregon and Washington. More travelers are canceling their flights as COVID cases surge across the country due to the highly contagious Delta variant. The TSA reported its lowest air travel numbers of the summer this week. The agency says more than 1.4 million people took to the skies on Tuesday. That's a large decrease from the 2.2 million who hopped on planes in early August. Oregon's outdoor mask mandate goes into effect today. Governor Brown reinstated it to try and curb the rapid spread of COVID-19. You'll now have to mask up at outdoor gatherings and events where you're not able to keep your distance from others. There are some exceptions to the outdoor mask rule, like people playing or practicing competitive sports, or if you're actively eating or drinking in a crowded space. Thurston High School in Springfield is pausing football practice because of a COVID outbreak. The athletic director tells COIN 6 the team is taking a two-week break for the safety of players and their families. That means the team's season opener is canceled. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on COIN.com. Or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you Monday.
The town of Detroit. It is almost completely burned out. There's one or two restaurants that have been saved. For all intents and purposes, this town is gone.
A year of fire and ice and heat.
116 Oregonians have now died as a result of the state's recent heat wave.
Three deadly weather events that made international headlines.
But what is the connection to climate change?
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
Now, the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines.
The crises we're going to be facing from climate change are really going to balloon and intersect with other crises.
Deep into a discussion about our changing climate,
the danger it poses to all of us,
and what you can do about it.
We better start doing something about it real soon.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis coming this September on the COIN Podcast Network.